this week on the Time Bat Show. Like, you could, I'll jump on, like, if we're playing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we're both naked, of course.
We're riding a horse together.
Everyone, and welcome to episode 56 of the Time Bat Show. I'm your host, Time Aces.
And I'm your co-host, Bat Snacks.
And God, we have a lot to talk about today.
What happened?
There's like a million things on our list. Usually we have like nothing, like a couple of bullet points, but today I have like a full notepad document of all the things that are happening in the world today. But first of all, we should just talk about how's your last week going? How are you doing today?
It went okay. It went by fast. Whenever there's tons of internet drama happening,
The internet drama was juicy this week. I gotta tell you, we'll get out into that in a bit.
We're gonna get to that.
We'll get into it in a bit. If you're tuning into this podcast for the specific internet drama, we will get to it.
It's coming.
A few minutes. Don't worry, it'll come. Anything else like personal stuff happened? Exciting anecdotes.
I bought a Switch finally.
Oh, that's fantastic! It only took you like 8 months or 9 months to get one.
Yeah, it's. But, all right, so I've been reading the internet this week.
As you do as the internet man.
As I do as the internet man. Uh-huh. And everybody's talking about Mario.
Mm-hmm. We are all talking about Mario.
And you guys are just making me mad talking about Mario all the time.
We're making you mad. Twitter's like...
I'm so angry reading all these Mario articles. Like, I want to play Mario.
Like, the best game ever made, and it's coming out tomorrow. And you're like, God damn it.
Got a perfect 100 on Metacritic.
And God himself came down and was like, this is better than anything I've ever made before.
That's basically what happened. So I was just like, you know what? I'm calling my local store. I'm going to drive over there and buy a Switch.
Where'd you go? GameStop?
I went to Best Buy.
It's interesting because you've had trouble with finding a Switch, but they just happen to have one today?
Yeah, it was like total providence. I called and I was like, do you have any Switches?
Like right after you got off work?
Yeah, right after I got off work, and they were like, well, we've got one of the blue and red ones, and I was like, perfect, that's what I want.
That was lucky. So, finally got it, huh? Mm-hmm. Did you buy anything with it, or did you just...
I bought Zelda, but I haven't had a chance to play it.
You didn't get, like, a bundle or anything, you just got the regular Switch.
Yeah, I just got the Switch. I'm gonna buy the Pro Controller, but...
It's good.
Just to have one.
I would say, with Mario, I think you're supposed to use, like, the two... Joy-Con separately already, right. So like, I don't know if you've seen what I'm talking about.
I do. I plan on playing like Mario Kart and stuff though.
Mm-hmm. And, that's true.
You know, that'll be good for that.
Oh man, we can play so many games.
We can play Pikmin. Splatoon. The other new IP.
Splatoon.
Splatoon. Yeah.
Yeah. Pikmin isn't really a new IP, but in the grand scheme of things, it is new, I guess.
Yeah.
We can play Splatoon. I haven't played Splatoon in a while. And the reason is because, like, I don't have a lot of people to play with anymore, but if you get Splatoon, I'll play it a lot with you because I love Splatoon.
One of the number one reasons I want to buy the new Splatoon is the salmon mode. That sounds so fun.
Oh, it is. It's really fun. Have you ever played, like, Horde mode in, like, Gears of War or Halo or anything like that?
Yeah.
It's similar to that, but it's got salmon in it. It's really fun.
Sounds awesome.
It's really fun. Anyway, we will play Switch a lot. I'm very excited for you. But I guess we should talk about Mario a little bit, because Mario's like the big news. We've got two pieces of news today, internet/gaming related. One of them is Mario, and it's really awesome. The other one's really depressing, and it's about a forum. So we'll talk about Mario first, and then we'll get that out of the way, and then we can jump into the depression that is... the other news. But Mario is getting like incredible reviews. Super Mario Odyssey is coming out tomorrow and it's getting incredible reviews.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've seen a lot of, I guess you have because you were so mad that you needed.
I mean, I've read headlines. I haven't read the actual articles. I was too angry to do.
You're like, screw this. No, I'm trying to avoid spoilers as much as I can, which is a weird thing to say because it's a Mario game and it doesn't have like a story or anything or a good one, but the last few Mario games have had so like unique level designs that I don't want to like give that away before I get to them, if that makes sense. You played 3D World with me. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, like, we beat it in one sitting.
In one sitting, which was probably a highlight of my gaming career. That was just so much fun.
That was my first playthrough, yeah.
I know. Too. That was my, I think that was my second, maybe third playthrough. But it was just as fun that time around because you had never done it before.
Yeah.
And we beat it in like, we did it on like a Sunday or something. It was just like all day Super Mario 3D World.
Yeah, that's going to be my weekend this weekend. It's just Super Mario all day. I mean,
there is nothing like a new Mario game. You know, like there's something about playing a Mario game for the first time that is just, it's an experience unlike any other thing ever.
How do they keep doing it?
I don't know. I wanted to talk about that too. Like,
look at Sonic.
I don't understand Mario as like a franchise, because if you look at every other franchise out there, they've had their ups and downs, and Mario just—it seems like it keeps getting better every time they make it. Like, what do you do? Like, how do you do it? Like, you would think one of these days they're gonna trip and be like, "Oh, that Mario blows. Like, that sucks." You know?
Yeah.
But the worst that I can ever think of is like Super Mario Sunshine. But even that still wasn't like fun. A bad game. It was just like not as good as 64. Like, I don't know. It's very confusing. Like. You got Super Mario Brothers, Super Mario Brothers 2, which some people would say is, like, not as good, but still very good game.
It's different.
Yeah, Super Mario Brothers 3, which is, like, a lot of people think that's the best one, you know? Mm-hmm. And then you got World, which was my favorite for a very long time. And then you got 64, which is many people's, to this day's favorite game ever. And then, you know, you got Sunshine, which... there are people that like it. And then you got Galaxy 1 and 2, which are all, like, people love those. And then, myself included, and you got 3D World, which is incredible as well. And I don't know. And now you got Odyssey, which seems also incredible. I just don't know how they can consistently make them good.
Yeah. It's, I mean, if it's really good, congratulations to them and me for being alive at this time Mario games are happening.
It's kind of incredible. I was reading an article. Well, I saw a headline for a review, and like the review snippet was like, I don't know how Nintendo keeps doing this. Every time we think they've hit like the pinnacle of Mario, they like just do something else that's even better, and it's mind-blowing. So that's what I'll say about Odyssey. I'm really excited to play it tomorrow.
Yeah.
You can possess things. It just looks... so good. I'm just very excited about it.
It's Mario is entering the real world, right? There's humans in this game.
Yes, there are humans in
this game. Not that, like, Mario isn't a human.
No, but he's like a human. He's not like a human. He's a Mario human.
He's like the Pokemon version of a human. Because he just, like, says Mario and it's amazing.
That's exactly right. Like, he doesn't really talk. He goes like, ba-ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba-da. And then he, like, says Mario. Ba-ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba. And then Luigi is, like, the same way. I don't know if you played any of the Super Mario, the RPG games for Game Boy, Mario and Luigi. But they talk in that, but their talk is like fake Italian gibberish. It's like, and that's how I imagine Mario communicates. Although I feel like Peach talks, doesn't she?
She says, oh no!
And she says, Mario!
Oh no!
She could say like three words, like "Oh no!" and "Mario,"
and they're all like just expressions of disbelief. Nothing good.
She's like in trouble, and she could just say like "Oh no, Mario!" Poor Peach. I feel like she needs to get a little more characterization sometimes.
Yeah, where's the Peach game? There isn't one.
They made one for Wii. But it was like a 2D game. I think it was called Super Princess Peach. It was very similar to like Super Mario Brothers 2. You know, you can like pluck turnips and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It was supposed to be good, but I mean, it probably didn't sell too well because they never made a sequel or anything like that. So, but I do want a legit Peach game one of these days.
I don't.
Why not? I think there's room there.
There doesn't need to be one.
There's room for a Peach game, don't you think?
I wouldn't complain if there was one, but like, does she really need a game? Like, Mario is work. It's a formula that works.
Like, Peach,
don't need to change it.
Peach isn't really an interesting character.
No,
and she doesn't really. I don't know. Nothing against Peach, but she's just there to be rescued, which is a shame. But it's the way it is, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, she may as well be a coin. Like.
a person
or a cake, like
or a cake, peach cake, if you will. Yes. I just feel like there should be another Nintendo game out there with a female protagonist.
That's all. They got Luigi got his Haunted Mansion games.
Yeah,
and those were really fun.
Those were good. I feel like there's room for Peach game. I don't know what it would be. I don't know. I can't even begin to imagine what it would be. Anyway, whatever. Mario Odyssey. I'm excited. You're excited. We'll probably talk about it next week and just rant or talk about how good it is. Hopefully, it's good. Hopefully, yeah. It's one of those games where it's like the hype isn't too overbearing. Like it's not too overblown, and it's like literally as good as people say. Which, if it is, oh boy. All right. So what else happened? what else happened this week? Well, the big news, this is what you've all come here for, I'm sure, is the forum that I frequent, and I think I've brought it up on the podcast before, and you, I don't know if I would say you frequent it, but you were a member. You were a lurker and a member of a community there.
I've been there.
You've been there. I've frequented this forum for 5 years. It's been a big part of my free time, you know, how I burn my free time. But NeoGAF, the very famous and popular video game discussion forum, was... I don't know how to even describe what happened. It burned to the ground, I would say, is the description I would use. Would you use a different one?
I think that's pretty accurate.
So,
I mean, I missed a lot of it, but...
So I'll give you the really quick version, and if our listeners know about it, but might not know all the details, I have a pretty fair amount of details. Sometime last week, there was a post... So NeoGAF is a video game forum. It's owned by a single person. A single person owns it. Their screen name's Evil Lore. And they own NeoGAF. They make all the money off NeoGAF. And all these people moderate and administrate it kind of for free. They just do it because they like the community. But one person owns it. Last week sometime, there was a person on, I believe, Facebook, who posted a Facebook message saying that it was a female, and she was saying that she was sexually assaulted / harassed, I don't remember the terminology used, by a famous person inside or around the video game industry or the video game journalism, or, you know, the video game discussion community, if you will.
Yeah.
And people were speculating who it was, blah, 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 blah. And then eventually, I think people were... like, a couple people were pressuring her, like, oh, you should reveal who it is. And she eventually revealed that it was Evil Lore, the founder and CEO of NeoGAF. And the post was pretty quickly deleted, I'm pretty sure. But then a couple days later, people had screenshotted it and stuff, and that post made its way to NeoGAF proper. Yeah. Like, someone posted it on NeoGAF.
I mean, if you're a public figure like that...
Exactly. Like, right. What were you gonna say?
Oh, that's it.
Yeah, if you're a public figure.
That's like what happens.
So, someone posted this Facebook thread on NeoGAF because someone screenshotted it. And, you know, as you can imagine, the thread is like, blows up and people are talking about it. I think a lot of people got banned in that thread. The thread got locked and closed, and I think it was just deleted. So a lot of people were like, this is weird. Like, you know, we should have an open discussion about this, and if it's getting locked and people are getting banned, then this says something nefarious kind of is going on. And like a day later, NeoGAF just mysteriously goes down, right? Like nobody, like you can't get on it, you can't log in. People are wondering, like, what the hell is happening? Apparently a bunch of mods on NeoGAF that, again, do this, moderate the forum for free, just up and leave. They're like, I don't want to be a part of this anymore. I want to distance myself from this. This controversy is obviously real enough to warrant the founder randomly banning people and closing threads about, you know, it. So moderators just leave. And apparently what happens is Evil Lore just took the forums down because he didn't want to deal with the hullabaloo, if you will.
Yeah.
But in, you know, as the internet is, taking it down just made it 10 times worse because, like, websites started picking the story up. Like, it amplified it even more. It magnified it even further.
Yeah.
And in my opinion, it made him seem way more guiltier because why are you taking it down if you have nothing to hide? You know what I mean? So a bunch of websites picked it up, and eventually Sunday, or maybe Monday, it came back up. But it came back up with limited functionality. They took some forums out. Like, they took some categories of forums out, and you could only talk about video games. And they were like, okay, no politic discussion or any other discussion outside of video games. And then a bunch of people decided that were members of the community that were disgusted by this were like, we're going to leave. So there was a mass exodus of people that just left NeoGAF, and they got themselves banned. And in its ashes, over the course of like 3 days, this new forum has emerged called Resetera. I don't know how to pronounce it. Mm-hmm. And a bunch of people from NeoGAF have been invited to that forum. And I have to say, it's bustling. It's like the new NeoGAF. Like, it's like nothing ever happened. You know what I mean? Yeah. And it's kind of nuts because the community has made a like almost seamless transition to this other forum that isn't owned by some, excuse my French, piece of shit. You know what I mean? And everyone's happy again. So
I was, you know, I registered on those forums today. I wasn't part of the first wave that got in, mm-hmm. but I was able to get an account there today, and I was mm-hmm. looking at the numbers of people that they've already gotten in.
Attracted. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like 8,000 people.
Yeah, it's like 8,000. Like a lot of the regulars from NeoGAF are just there. They're just there now. And they're like, okay, this is my new forum, and like that's it, you know?
Yeah, and that might not like seem impressive or whatever, but since there are so many people that were originally, I guess, banned from NeoGAF, kind mm-hmm. of crazy people that caused trouble or whatever,
uh-huh.
you know, when a new forum opens, obviously they're going to try to come back. Like,
yeah.
And these people have bad, I mean, they don't like that they were banned. They carry a grudge.
Right.
So, you know, the administrators of this new site, they have to screen each and every individual
each
user.
Each person to make sure they weren't banned on NeoGAF and make sure they were members there, because in the first wave they want just, you know, old members.
Make sure they have people with good intentions so that this new site doesn't tank immediately.
Immediately, which I thought, I was a pessimist. I was like, this isn't going to work. Like, they threw it together really fast. Like, NeoGAF went down, and then I'm pretty sure people immediately got on Discord and were like, let's make a new site right now. And they did, and they made it in like 3 days. And somehow everyone's migrated over there. I don't know, it's kind of like a miracle. It's like a weird, like, I've never seen anything like this in my life. It's insane that the community has seemingly just remained intact, and they're like, yep, this is our new forum now, the end, bye. You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of crazy.
I've seen forums split like this before, and like big communities, and mm-hmm. every time I've seen it,
the community disintegrates.
It is a garbage fire.
Right? The community just disintegrates. And that's what I was expecting to happen. Yeah. But I mean, it still could. But the last 2 days have been like, oh yeah, this is just NeoGAF, and it's not owned by a piece of garbage. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, great, perfect. I can post here in good conscience, you know?
You know, I don't have to, you know, be... Not that NeoGAF was a bad community, but like, I don't have to post on this forum where this guy's getting money off of me doing this.
And I think that's the thing that a lot of people don't understand. Like, I will defend NeoGAF as a community because I think it was a great community. I loved it. I know people shit it on all the time, but I love that place. I think a lot of the people there were great. You could have discussions there that you couldn't really have anywhere else because the diversity of people there was great. And the moderation was such that they banned people that were assholes, like, almost immediately. So it did a really good job of that. But, like, yeah, at the end of the day, it was owned by a terrible person. And I don't want to support a terrible person. So, like, even though I love the community, I can't in good conscience post there. So I was like, well, I'm done. This sucks. Like, I love this community, but I can't do this. And I was, like, really depressed for, like, a couple days there. I was like, I guess we're never going to talk to some of these people again.
Like,
and then a miracle happened where some people made this new forum, and thank God it's good, and hopefully, you know, it continues to be good, and there's no weird, you know, secrets going on in the back, but, you know, we'll see. Remains to be seen, but...
Yeah, I'm astonished with how optimistic I am for it, because...
I'm astonished, too.
Yeah, even though I did like NeoGAF a lot, even I did see all the people complaining when I was reading it the other day about how, you know, it was mostly about the mods and banning, and I think most of the people saying that were the people that were getting
banned. I mean, a lot of people shit on it because they're like, oh, they ban people. It's like, well, yes, that's
maybe
exactly...
Maybe shouldn't be such an
asshole. That's the point of... That's why it was good, because, like, if someone is a dick, you're like, you're banned. Like, you can't talk here anymore. So, like, there was a lot... There was trolling still, but there wasn't a lot of, like... name calling, because if you started name calling, you would just be like, you're banned, like, go away, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's why it's a good forum, and that's why the community is strong.
I have a theory with internet communities like that, mm-hmm. and I think it's true, like, for pretty much every community, and that's mm-hmm. If you put in negative energy, you get back negative energy.
Oh, absolutely.
And if you put in positive energy, you're probably gonna have a good time.
Yeah, and I think, like, the negative energy thing becomes like a vicious cycle, because then the community just spirals into the negativity forever and ever and ever and ever. And they just moderated it well on NeoGAF.
Yeah.
And
the moderating staff, if you're a cool person, you're going to have a cool experience.
You're going to have a cool time. And a lot of the mod, I think, I don't know if moderators from NeoGAF went over to this new site, but the people that founded this new Reset Era site are NeoGAF veterans that know why NeoGAF was good and are using that again. You know what I mean? The same kind of principles. So I'm very excited about it. I was super pessimistic like 3 days ago. I was like, this new forum is going to be bad. But they've blown away my expectations, and I feel like I'm gushing about it right now. But anyway, it's fantastic. But yeah, NeoGAF, it's dead as far as I'm concerned. There's still people that post and there, but
I still have my account there. Like, I'm not going to be someone that like does one of those ban me things.
Oh, I'm going to do it. I'll just make sure
you're funny when you do it.
I think I'm just going to do like an earnest goodbye. Like, you've been good, but you know, I can't support it. Like, you know, I don't know. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Anyway. I think I'm just going to leave it.
Just leave it. You're not going to just... Yeah, you're just going to leave it.
I mean, I wasn't that invested in it.
That's so true. That's true.
I'm just going to leave it.
That's fair. That's fair. Don't even go back. Don't even give them one more click of your internet bucks, right?
Yeah.
Or whatnot. All right. So, man, sorry we talked about NeoGAF so long. It's such a good topic.
No, I love my internet drama, though.
I know. It was a lot of drama. It was very dramatic the last few days. And the story kept... They kept making it worse because they would keep banning people that would talk about it. And that just makes it... It just spirals out of control even more, you know? It's like, oh, let's make a thread about these allegations. And it's like, oh, no, we can't talk about that. Banned. Deleted topic. And then to the outsider looking in, it's like, you know, like, I wonder why they're trying to stop this discussion, you know?
Yeah. It's a horrible situation, though, but I love good internet drama.
And the thing is, like, none of these allegations are proven, but to me it almost doesn't matter because the way it was handled just shows that
they're screwed up.
There's some dirt there. It's not necessarily the 100% dirt that was happened, but something's trying to get covered up, and I don't want any part of that, so...
Yeah. I mean, even if... All right, let's say, like, even if we're in a universe where he was totally innocent, but he still took all of these exact same actions, he's still not a good community leader.
Yeah, because he's basically silencing any and all dissent, and he's being a dictator about it. And that's not what NeoGAF is about. It's about community. And if there's going to just be a dictator, then, you know, the community's going to leave. And we did.
Yeah.
It's like we revolted, almost. I think that's a good description.
Yeah, it's like people are talking about this thing, you ban them. And then the mods are like, why are you banning them? You shut down the site. It's like, no, you can't do that.
And we revolted, essentially, is what happened. Yeah. The community revolted, and they're like, there's a new site, and it's better, and everyone's going to go there and be happy. And I don't know how that worked, but it somehow did. In politics, this never works either, but, you know... Like, when there's, like, a coup or something, the government that gets that goes in power is, like, usually, like, worse than the one that came before them, so...
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see. It remains to be seen, but knock on wood, hopefully it's good. All right, we need to start talking about other things now, I feel like, because we've wanted to get through. Oh, this episode is jam-packed, full of
news.
There's
other great things happening in the world right now.
So the other thing that's happening right now that's less exciting than NeoGAF burning to the ground and Mario coming out is... God damn, there's a lot of good Netflix shows happening, like, right now. Like, it's like prime. If you don't have a Netflix subscription, I don't know what the hell you're doing, because you need to have one right now, because there's a shit ton of good stuff on Netflix.
Yeah, buy one. I'm a shareholder.
Like, it's in... Are you?
Yeah, I am.
You have Netflix, right?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, of course, everybody does.
Yeah.
Oh my God, there's so many good things on Netflix right now. So, one is there's, like, I love true crime stuff, like, so much. Or, like, dramatized, based on true crime stuff.
Yeah.
And there are, like, two fantastic shows that I binge-watched recently. And I think you would love both of them.
Yeah, I've heard about them.
So, I think you brought up one of them. One of them's called Manhunt Unabomber, and it's about the Unabomber. And I think we talked about the Unabomber a few weeks back, and you
I think if it's the show that I'm thinking of, I think this show premiered on Discovery.
It did, yes, it did.
Yeah, so it's the same show. I saw the first episode of this, and I thought it was cool as hell.
It has Paul Bettany as the Unabomber, and Sam Worthington as the cop that finds the Unabomber, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a fascinating show. I cannot tell you how good the show is. It's very different from your regular true crime show, because... A lot of true crime shows focus on, like, the mangled remains of the you know, victims and stuff.
Yes.
But this one is much more procedural. It's not procedural. It's much more... It's almost scientific in the way that they go about it, because the way they go about finding the Unabomber is this guy, Sam Worthington's character, reads all the stuff the Unabomber wrote, analyzes it, and then compares it to suspects that they found in other ways, and it's like, oh, this person writes the exact same way. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? And, like, that's how they go about finding the Unabomber. And it's a really interesting look at both the Unabomber as a person, because he's, like, a brilliant guy. Like, he's really smart.
What was he? Like, an aeronautics engineer? Or?
He was a mathematics PhD, right. I think. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And he, like, was a professor for a while, and he quit, and he started living in the woods and doing Unabomber stuff. And he wrote, like, this whole manifesto about technology and how it's, like, the downfall of society and stuff like that. Which sounds like a crazy thing, but honest to God, you know, episode 4 or 5, you start to feel for the Unabomber a little bit.
I mean, he wasn't stupid.
I know that's a horrible thing to say, but you kind of feel bad for him because he had a tough upbringing, and he makes good points. And I cannot defend him for what he did because he killed 2 people, but like some of the shit he says, you're like, man, I kind of agree with that, you know, about how the world works, but. The show is super good.
I love like criminal profiling where they just, you know, build a huge.
Yep.
They try to like they build like a database on one person.
And the great thing about the show is it's like mostly that. It's mostly just diving into who this guy is. You know what I mean? Half the show is like, we don't know who this guy is, but we need to make a profile of this random person. Mm-hmm. And the other half is like examining like the Unabomber. Because you know who the Unabomber is from the get-go. The show kind of shows you, like, here's the Unabomber. The other half is, like, delving into, like, his past and, like, his psyche and stuff. So it's just a really good show.
I'm going to watch the rest of it, yeah, for certain.
You should. It's on Netflix. It's only 6 episodes. You can do it in, like, one day. I did almost do it in one day. It was that good. And Sam Worthington's really good as this, like, FBI agent from Philadelphia who, like, invents this new way to profile criminals. And Paul Bettany is, like, fantastic as the Unabomber because he makes you feel like you kind of agree with the Unabomber a little bit. And any actor that can pull that off is a good actor in, you know, my book. It's about so much more than just the Unabomber. It's just, I don't know, it's really good. I recommend it wholeheartedly. There is another show. Oh, my God. They both have Hunt in the title. The other Netflix thing that just came out is Mindhunter, which is David Fincher's new show, also about crazy people that kill people. But this one is about serial killers and the FBI unit who started in like the late 70s interviewing incarcerated serial killers to kind of get to the bottom of their kind of, you know, psyche.
Yeah, pathology.
Yeah, and figuring out like how can we categorize and... you know, psychoanalyze these killers and how can that help us in the future capture other serial killers, basically. Mm-hmm. And it's just a fascinating show. There's not a lot of crime in it. You would think there'd be like, oh, there's a lot of murders and stuff. It's like, it's mostly them talking to serial killers, which is really cool because it gets, you know, you get these really tense scenes and you get to kind of jump into the mind of these crazy people.
Is this show based on like actual recorded conversations or are these like kind of...
So it's fictionalized, it's dramatized. Okay. The characters in the show aren't real, but they're based on real people.
Okay.
And then the serial killers in the show are all like, they use the real, like they're all, the serial killers are the most true. Like they're based on real serial killers and they use the name of the real, like they're as close as they can get, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like they do, I can't think of anybody's name.
Albert Fish maybe?
No, Ed Kemper is one that they do.
Yeah.
And he's like in the show, and that's a real serial killer. And the guy in the show looks exactly like him, talks like him, and it's based on like interviews that he gave. So like that's like very true. The characters that are like the FBI, they are more fictionalized for the sake of dramatization and stuff. But they are based on real people that did this.
Mm-hmm.
And the show's just real good. It's a little slow. But if you like that kind of, you know, slow burn, like very psychological, you know, stuff, then you'll enjoy it for sure. So watch both of those if you haven't yet.
I think maybe the biggest show that's coming out.
Oh my God. Gordon Ramsay, The Cocaine Adventures.
No, not that one. There's another show even.
I know. There's another show coming out tomorrow. Yeah. Stranger Things Season 2 comes out tomorrow.
This is like Netflix's flagship show.
Which is, I mean, I love Stranger Things Season 1, and Stranger Things Season 2 looks great, and I don't know. If you don't have Netflix, what are you doing with your life? Like, why don't you have Netflix? You need Netflix. You need
literally, what else can you do?
What else are you going to do? Yeah. What are you going to go out and, like, have fun? No. You're going to stay home. You're going to order a pizza, and you're going to watch all these shows this weekend on Netflix. That's what you're going to do. I command you to do that. Oh, and play Mario. That's like, perfect weekend right there.
Yeah.
Mario, Mindhunter, Manhunt, Stranger Things.
It's like you can...
That's it.
You can play Mario, and then you're all happy, and then it gets to be late at night, and you're
then watch Mindhunter.
I need to go a little darker.
Dark
now.
Mindhunter, Manhunter, and then in the morning when you wake up, watch Stranger Things for like a creepy factor, and then go back to Mario, and then just do that all weekend, and then don't even leave your house. There you go. We figured it out. Okay, that was 30 minutes worth of news. That was a long spiel. I hope you're still with us, listener. I think they are. What do you think? How many people do you think lost?
What percentage of people do you think we lost?
I think a lot of people stayed for the NeoGAF conversation.
Yeah. At least a certain demographic, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Like, all right, we got
demographic, yeah.
We got the news done. We can actually get into the fun part of the show now.
Mm-hmm.
After 30 whole minutes of that. I feel like we have a lot of questions today.
Yeah, we have a listener question today.
We do. Anything else we need to mention before we jump headlong into the questions? Get Mario, get Netflix, and just have a good weekend, everyone. Just fucking...
Yeah, because Halloween's on Tuesday. It's like...
Halloween's on Tuesday.
You know.
Are you doing anything for Halloween?
I don't have any plans yet.
We were supposed to make this our Halloween episode. I completely forgot about that.
Next week can be Halloween.
But it's not. It'll be over by that time.
We can pretend it is. It'll be fine.
We can't pretend. Hold on. 1 second. Give me, like... Can you make people, like... I don't know. Entertain them for a second.
Okay. Hey, everybody. This is Bat Snacks here. I'm
talk
here,
talk here about something you. Cool.
What should I talk about? I don't know what I'm doing.
Oh, I got it up. Okay. I got a Halloween soundboard that I had from last year. That doesn't sound like anything. All right, I'll just play this during the show. All right, I'll have this on standby. All right,
okay, so have it ready. We did it.
I'll have it ready. Okay. Anyway, let's jump into. You're not doing anything for Halloween. You're not dressing up.
I mean, it's on a Tuesday.
Is your work doing anything though?
No.
Okay. All right, let's get into the questions.
All right,
I'm ready for our listener question.
Listener question. One listener asked us today. Do you have any special names for your body parts? And they specify that they're not talking about male parts. They're no sexual organs.
They're not talking about my part. My specific part.
Yeah, they're not talking about... I'm trying to like think of a name off the top of my head that would...
Really Johnny?
Big Jim.
Big Jim. I feel like we weren't supposed to name it, but now we are.
Right,
Big Jim and... I don't know what I would name mine. Not Big Jim.
This is Herbert this is Hoover.
What?
Why? Big Jim and Herbert Hoover.
Why Herbert Hoover?
It just seems like a good name for that.
Is that me? Is that my?
I don't know.
All right, I'll go.
See, I mean, you. I am not going to name yours.
This is a weird conversation. Remember when we did the episode of The Fishman and there was one part where we like woke up in the same bed together?
Yeah.
I feel like this is that again.
Yeah.
I'll go with Herbert Hoover. and then when I'm in a rush, I'll be like, hey, Herb. You know, like yes. Herb. Like, Herb was really hurting today.
Why is he hurting? Weird.
I don't know. I don't know why.
You gotta go to the doctor.
It hurts when Herb goes... Yeah, I'm done. All right, body part names.
Body part names.
I don't know if I've named my body part. Have you? Any body parts before?
I don't think I have. Like, the specific example they gave is that... So, like, twice a year, they'll get, like, a big zit, and they just name it, because it's the only way to keep from, like feeling horrible about them.
Jerry or...
Jerry.
Rufus. What's a good zit name? Rufus. I like... It needs to be kind of gross.
Kilimanjaro.
That's not a name. That's a place.
It's a mountain. You get it?
Gustav. Yeah, a mountain. How about like a Russian name, like Gorbachev? I don't know.
Kasparov.
Gary. Gary the Zit. Anyway, so yeah, you name a Zit to feel. Yeah.
You ever name your body parts?
I think I named my foot once when I was a kid. I don't remember the name. I think it was like something stupid like Steve, and then my other foot was like Joe or something. Like very simple names. Yeah.
I don't name my body parts.
I don't either. If I did, what would you name them?
What am I naming?
Your nose.
My nose?
Yeah. Just your nose. And then you're going to give me one to name.
Actually, I had a silly name for my nose a long time ago.
Did you?
Yeah, it was Gnose.
Gnose, that's right. Yeah. I forgot about that.
I thought just the G at the front of the word nose was
no,
just,
I remember. You used that for a
while. I referred to that for like 5 years straight.
And I also, I think, yeah, started doing that.
I influenced your...
You rubbed off on me, and I started doing that.
I need to blow my Gnose.
My Gnose. Something about Gnose just sounds grosser than your regular nose.
Yeah, it sounds way grosser.
In like a good way. Because it's a nose. I mean, nose is like a really disgusting part of your body that I feel like people don't really talk about that much.
Add another hard consonant and it's...
It's even grosser. It sounds almost German.
Yeah.
Gnose! Gnose! I got to blow my...
I have some sauerkraut.
I need to blow my gnose and some sauerkraut. Oh, God. I wonder how you say nose in German. I'm going to look that up really quick. Nose in German. Nas. That's not German enough.
Hefe Nas.
Gnose. Schnaz. I feel like it should be Schnaz and Schlubel or something like that. You know? That's the new German name for nose.
Schnaz and Schluber.
Yes, it's not Nas. It's Schnaz and Schlubel. Schnaz and Schlubel! I don't know. Well, alright, what am I naming? Yours is Gnose.
Yeah, do your left ear.
My left ear?
Yeah, ears are gross too.
Okay, I'm going, the first thing that comes to my head, I'm going with Richard.
Richard.
Yeah, Richard the ear. Richard's a good name.
Yeah, Richard is good.
Mm-hmm.
You call him Rich for short.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm having trouble hearing you out of Rich today. Can you talk to Jerry?
When you're mad at him, you call him Dick.
All right. Okay, so yeah, Richard, and yours is Gnose, which doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
So I found a pretty great article by Clickhole recently. It was fake, but the article was Clickhole's like a parody website. And they were like, ESPN has a new sport, and it's called Horse Eruption, which I just love the name Horse Eruption so much. And they were like, what? It was like, two men, 9,000 horses, and one winner or something. That was like the tagline of Horse Eruption. And I just like, I don't know. And they just like, the article didn't specify what Horse Eruption is, just that it was on ESPN. It was supposed to be a big sport.
With 4,000 horses.
9,000 horses, and there's one winner. So I just wanted, quickly on the show, to kind of like, let's workshop it. Let's hash it out. Yeah. What is Horse Eruption?
All right, so we have some constraints. There has to be two men. There has to be 9,000 horses.
9,000 horses.
And there's only one winner.
One winner, yes.
So
I'm imagining, let me just throw this out there. I'm imagining this on like a big island.
Yes.
Like a deserted island.
Yeah. There's like a ranch on the island.
Yes. And it's, there's a lot of palm trees and stuff. And the horses just run wild.
You know? Okay, yeah.
Or maybe they don't. Maybe they have them in a crate and they like release them onto all.
Yeah, that's when that's the eruption.
Oh, okay.
When they release the horses.
Maybe the island is volcanic.
Like that. Yeah.
And the horses emerge from the volcano. Well,
I think that's too literal. I think the horses.
It's too on the nose. It's too on the nose. All right, no volcano.
Okay,
no
volcano. So there's an underwater cave, and there's a tunnel that leads up into the island.
And the horses are in there.
The horses are in the cave.
Okay, and then they open
the hatch,
and they just and then they flow out. They erupt out.
Like the show Lost.
Yeah,
it's like that. There's a hatch.
And then they erupt out of the hatch and into the the land. So the two men I'm getting, so I'm thinking they're coming on helicopters. That just seems right, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's an island.
And they maybe they like, you know, they jump out of the helicopter, they like parachute out or something.
Yeah.
Right? I don't know. And they have
nothing. They're naked. Battlegrounds.
Yeah, they're naked. They're completely naked.
Yes.
Yeah. And there are cameras everywhere. And then they open the horse. They have
they open the horse. They're naked while they do this.
I feel like it's kind of like the Hunger Games. Like, right?
All
like
they have is horses.
They have no weapons. It's just a horse. You know how in the Hunger Games they like give them weapons in the beginning?
Yes.
That doesn't happen here. They just give them horses. And they have to figure out how to use the horses to defeat their opponent. And they start on opposite sides of the
island. Okay, I got it. There's two sides to the island. Yeah. It's like end zones in the NFL.
Okay. I know exactly
where you're going. They release the horses in the center. Uh-huh. And the naked men have to herd the horses with their bodies into the end zone.
But they can ride a horse too.
Yeah, like they can.
They're like cowboys.
They could try. These are wild horses.
They're like cowboys.
Yeah. They don't have saddles. Like,
and then like if you get them into the end zone, there's like a timer, right?
Yeah, you have like a few hours or something.
Mm-hmm. And to get as many horses as you can into the end zone.
Yes.
With your horse.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's another cowboy on the other side that's trying to do the same thing in your end zone. So you can, like, run block and stuff like that. Let's talk about, like, improvised weapons. Can they do anything with that? Like, can they do anything? Like, what's fair game here? You know what I mean?
I don't think you can cause injury to the horses, but, like...
But you can to the opponent?
Maybe you can tackle the opponent.
Maybe you can... Like, if you cause injury to the horses, that's, like, negative points.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, oh, he hurt, you know, Blackie or whatever.
Of course.
Like, that's negative 100 points or something, right? That's just my my thought.
What if there's another mechanic? What if there's also, like, a ball?
Okay.
I don't know what you would do on. With the ball.
You kick it. There's a goalpost.
It's like Quidditch or something. Quidditch, yeah. It's that golden ball in Quidditch.
Snitch, and you can like it's flying around the island, and that's how the game ends right there. It's infinite time,
or maybe just one of the horses is the snitch.
Oh, he's like the golden horse.
Yeah, they paint the horse gold.
Yes, and he's like faster than all the other horses. Yeah. And they give him like Ritalin or something before the match, and then it's like he's flying off the handle.
Yeah,
he's like a bronco. He's like super wild. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and they paint him gold. And they give him, like, a shot of, like, adrenaline. And he's, like, his nostrils are flaring. He's, like, and he just, like, goes off. And then if you catch the golden horse, the game ends immediately.
Yeah. Otherwise, it's just whoever has the most horses.
At 12 hours, let's say.
Yeah.
Which is a long frame.
That's a lot of...
I mean, it's fine. I mean, there's only two people playing.
Yeah.
So you either catch the golden horse, and then you just automatically win, I would assume, right?
Yeah, it's like
in Harry Quidditch, Potter. It's like
the thing. It gives you so many points you can never
like you just recover. Win.
Yeah.
So you can either have two strategies here. You can either try to go for the herding, or you can go for the snitch,
dangerous horse.
The golden horse.
The big bronco.
He's running all over the place, and he's... Yeah, if you herd the golden horse, you probably get more points, too. But why would you ever do that, right? You should just jump on him.
No, you should never jump on this golden horse. He'll kill you.
No, that's how you get him. How else are you going
to
get him?
You have to, like, chase him. You have to
build traps. And then what do you do to, like, get him, though? Like, you trap him or something?
I don't know.
I thought you'd jump on him, and then you have to, like, stay on his back like a bull, like a rodeo, for, like, 10 seconds
Okay, yeah, that'd be really hard.
And then if you expire the timer, then you win. You've caught the golden horse.
Okay. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Oh, and you could like if like one person's going for the golden horse and the other's like, "Oh, you can't let him have the golden horse." You could have like competitions on the golden horse. Like you could I'll jump on like if we're playing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we're both naked, of course.
We're riding a horse together.
I jump on the golden horse, and you're like, shit, if he stays on the golden horse for too long, I'm going to lose. So you jump on the golden horse, and now we're both on the golden horse. And are kind of wrestling on the golden horse, you know, to try to get each other off.
Mm-hmm.
And like, we'll tumble down or whatever, and, you know, that's that whole thing happens.
It's a good game. Right, it sounds very horse eruption.
This is getting really risque now, I feel like. So we're naked on the horse,
wrestling.
All right, let's get into some Reddit questions while we still can. First Reddit question. What do you have any lies that started small but then snowballed into like, okay, this is my life now. This is something I always have to lie about. You don't have to say if you don't want to.
Yeah, usually, I don't think I do anymore, but usually they just get found out eventually.
I had a really funny thing happen to me in high school. This is going to be, no one is going to understand this reference in any way, shape, or form. You might. So there's this game in high school. People are familiar with, like, DDR, right?
Yeah.
You know what that is, DDR, Dance Dance Revolution. Yeah. It was big when we were in high school.
Yeah, it was very big.
I mean, it was pretty big. There was this, like, offshoot game for computers called... Fuck, what was it called? Stepmania or something
Stepmania,
like that?
Stepmania, yeah.
Is that what it's called? Yeah. Okay, so there's this big Stepmania community on the internet with these, like, people that would play the hell out of Stepmania. And Stepmania was basically DDR, but you use, like, the arrow keys on your keyboard.
Mm-hmm.
Like, DDR without dancing, basically.
Yeah.
But it was still a rhythm game. So anyway, there's a kid in my high school who was obsessed with Stepmania and DDR. He was obsessed with
that. Oh, gosh, I remember this. I remember when you did this.
You remember this?
Yeah.
And so, like, at one point, he was, like, really into this like, Stepmania community. And he was, like, talking about this, like, really good Stepmania guy that would post these, like, videos online. But they would always, like, cover his face or something. I don't remember. And he was like... Oh, yeah, he's really good. Like, I want to be...
It's Arch Owl.
Like, yeah, his name was Arch Owl, which was a cool name. I thought that was a cool username. And, like, on a whim, I was just like, I'm going to be a dick today. It's like, I was like, oh, yeah, that's me.
I'm Arch Owl. Just,
like, really casually, like, yep, that's me. Like, I'm Arch Owl. He's like, what? And I was like, yeah, that's me. And, like, I didn't think anything of it. I was just playing around and, like, being a dick as I was in high school or whatever. And he, like, didn't really believe me, but he, like... kind of was like suspicious, like, oh, you're probably just playing me, aren't you? And I was like, yeah. And then, like, later, like, he, like, started looking at videos for some reason, and he, like, messaged me, like, he texted me, or, like, maybe AIM, I think Instant Messenger was the thing back then.
Yeah.
He, like, messaged me. He was like, you know, I was watching some videos of Arch Owl, and he covers his face, but I could, like, the outline, he totally does look like you. And, like, I should have just come clean at this point, but I was just like, no, yeah, I was like, yeah, he looks like me because it is me.
It's too much fun. You can't come clean with something like that.
He was like, whoa, maybe you are. And I was like, yeah, I wasn't bullshitting. And then eventually he, like, got to a point where... where he was, like, looking on the forums and stuff, and, like, we were in, like, the same computer class, and he was, like, checking out these forums, and I had, like, I had the forum page open in one, like, window, and I had, like, Stepmania open in another,
mm-hmm.
and so, like, I made it look like I was, like, uploading, like, a new, like, run to, like, the forums or whatever,
yeah.
And he's like, what are you doing? I was like, oh, I'm just uploading a new run, and what he didn't realize is, like, 5 minutes earlier, Arch Owl had actually uploaded a new run,
yeah.
So it, like, looked like I had just done that, like, next time he checked, and this lie continued for, like, 6 months. And, like, he just believed I was this person for some reason. And every time he'd be like, oh, I want to see you play. And I'm like, oh, I can't do that. Like, not right now. Like, I'm not in the zone or whatever. Like, yeah. I would just make an excuse.
I need my special keyboard.
Right. I would just make excuses like, oh, I need my special keyboard. Or, like, I can't do that at, like, school. Like, that's lame, dude. Like, just go away. So I'd, like, play it off as, like, I can't do it right now. But he, like, kept believing me, and, like, I would try to, like, deter him, be like, oh, I'm not gonna ever show you me play. Like, that's not cool. And he'd be like, wow, you're so cool. Like, I never knew you were so much into this game. I was like, oh, yeah, I've loved it for a long time, you know? And, like, I'd like, read up on this, like, on this forum and, like, learn the terminology and stuff. And this lie just spiraled out of control. And then, like, 6 months later, I was just like, I can't do this anymore. I just revealed it, but... He really took the bait, like, hook, line, and sinker. And this is, like, a long, long con. So that's my story.
That's an awesome one, though.
It's so, like, stupid that I don't know why I did it. It's just, like, he took the bait, and I was just like, all right, I'll go with this.
Like, back in the day when we were in middle school, we used to, like, go to Adventure Landing and play DDR.
Yeah.
And then we would come home, and, like, there would be Mario remixes you could play on your computer with just fingers or whatever. Yeah. And, like, I think Arch Owl, like, made all those songs, and that's how he knew who that was.
I think he did, too. Yeah, and I didn't really know of it that well. Like, you knew it. You were more into it than I was, and then my friend in high school was more into it than me as well. But, like, I knew on the periphery, and I was like, I knew enough to be like, yeah, I can bullshit my way through this, you
absolutely.
Know?
Absolutely, yeah.
And I did, so... I don't know. I don't know why I did that, but I don't normally do things like that, but it was so easy that I just kept going and going and going. But yeah, I remember there was this one time he like uploaded a new like song, like you make songs and you make steps for the songs.
Yeah.
And he just uploaded a new song and I saw it like the day before I went in, like the morning before I went into class. And then, like, during computer class, I, like, played that song really loud, like, through my headphones. And he's like, what are you listening to? And I was like, oh, I'm just, like, just listening to this new song. I'm going to make some steps for it. And then, like, later that day, he, like, went on and saw that song was posted.
Gosh, that's so good.
And I was like, yeah, do you like it? Like, I was inspired. He was like, wow, that's so good. I downloaded it. It's really good. I'm like, yep, that's me.
That's me. I'm Archel. You know, he's still around.
I'm sure he is. Yeah. I hope he listens to this podcast and it's like, someone's in person.
We should have him on.
We should. You know, I feel like you've made it in the world of the internet. If someone starts impersonating you, you know you've made it.
Yeah, for sure.
You know? But yeah, props to you. I don't know anything about you, Archel, but I impersonated you for 6 months, so.
Yeah.
You know, there you go.
We used to play your songs.
That's it. We used to play your songs in like high school, middle school and stuff. All right. What else do I got here? Okay, this one's really dumb. If you could shoot anything from the palm of your hand, what would it be? And the examples they give are fire, pudding, etc.
I don't know why they put pudding.
But that's the thing. So if you could shoot anything from your hand, like Spider-Man, like spiderwebs kind of thing, what would you do?
Gold.
Don't say pudding.
Gold would be cool.
Gold would be good. I think that was easy. That question is over. Gold.
I don't know, but if you had to actually like carry it in your skin, that would suck like it would a
be
whole
weighted,
lot.
It would be weighted down by you or whatever?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe gold isn't the perfect thing then.
Maybe.
I mean, I might do pudding then. Like, they had it.
That's gross. It's going to be room temperature. It comes
free
from
free pudding.
Listen,
from
I have
your body.
I have a rule. If it comes from your body, you don't eat it. Like,
that's a good rule. Yeah. That's a real good rule.
Yeah. I would not eat that pudding. That's nasty.
What if would you? This is going to sound fucking weird. You know what I was going to say. You're like, if I made this pudding, I'm not going to eat it. And then I'd be like, what if I made the pudding? Would you eat my pudding?
No, I wouldn't eat anybody's pudding.
If it came from someone else.
No, that's it's worse.
It's just like milk that way, right?
But you know? I don't have to think about it when it's milk.
I suppose. What if you went to a restaurant, you ordered pudding, and you didn't realize that this pudding came from someone's body?
I would die.
You could have already eaten palm pudding earlier in your life and you would just never know about it.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, I'm not wrong.
I don't eat pudding. I think I'm safe.
Okay, so you would shoot gold out of your hands. Gold. That's boring, but that's fine. I guess I would shoot gold too.
Yeah, maybe platinum? Diamonds would be cool.
Let's see. What else do I have? What's the worst part about being an adult?
Probably having to do things that aren't fun.
Yeah, I was going to say do things that aren't fun too. I think my biggest issue with being an adult is timing is never good on anything. Like, it's timing gets in the way all the time. You want to do something, and then something comes up that you have to do. Like you said, that you don't want to do. And then you're like, oh, I can't do thing that I wanted to. I have to do this. Whereas work, paying bills, you know, getting your car fixed, whatever the hell it is.
Yeah, cleaning.
Cleaning. Well, let me tell you, cleaning is the worst. Yeah, I don't know. Doing not fun things. That was an easy question.
No, like, for example, like, I can't play Wii tonight because if I start playing Zelda, I won't sleep.
Mm-hmm. There you go. That's a good example.
Yeah.
Because of timing, because like, you have to get up to work
tomorrow. Yeah, there'll technically be, like, a couple hours where I could be playing Zelda.
You technically can, but you
But no, can't. I won't sleep. I'll just think about Zelda all night, and, you know, I can't not sleep.
Or can you?
No, I know that I can't.
Yes! Sorry. Go on. What were you saying? What was that?
What was that?
I don't know. Did you say something?
I don't know. I heard something speak.
Sorry, I'm done. All right. I don't know. I can't play Mario until tomorrow, like after work. So that sucks. All right. What would be the worst thing to hear just before going under anesthesia for heart surgery? This is terrible.
I can think of... All right, I'm not going to say the worst things, but...
Say the worst
things. No, I can't.
All right, what is
They're
it?
They're unspeakable.
What is it?
How about, I hope this works, or...
I hope this works is good. How about, like, give me another scotch or something like that?
Make it a double.
Make it a double, yeah. Or, yeah.
I'm too hungover for this. Like, the doctor doesn't think you're listening.
Right, he's like, oh, man.
He's like, oh, God.
I'm so hungover. I'm so fucked up right now. Oh, yeah, that's probably the worst thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good go-to. Do you have any paranormal stories that you don't believe in the paranormal, but you have a story that is weird?
Absolutely.
What do you got?
Yeah, so I don't know if I believe in paranormal things, but I like the idea. I like the idea of paranormal things a whole lot.
Sure, sure.
Just the idea is fascinating, and I like to get like excited in the moment like that. So what
it is,
I
it used is to
when I was younger, I would drive around to like buildings that were empty, and like mm-hmm. there were rumors that they were haunted, and I'd go inside. Mm-hmm. Me and my friends would like have.
No, keep going. I'm just adding to that.
As you do.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
And it was exactly like this that we're listening to right now. We would just, like, bring flashlights and walk around and...
Yeah.
Be spooky.
And what happened?
And nothing, yeah. Nothing ever happened.
Where did you go, out of curiosity?
If I name places, they'll know where I live, so...
That's fair. I'm sorry. This is too loud. I'm trying to give, like, a... Oh, God. I was trying to give, like, an ambient mood, but it's all too loud. I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
I didn't mean to interrupt your story. I was trying to give, like, a mood, but it was just like, instead. So you'd go to these houses, and you'd, you'd walk around it at night.
And like,
did you ever have...
There was never the expectation that there would be a real paranormal experience happening.
Did you ever get close? Like, did you ever have something that was like, ooh, that's spooky?
No, not really.
Hmm. So I had one... thing happened to me when I was a kid. No, I was like a teenager, and I was like hunting or something. I wasn't really hunting. I was like out at night. I was like had like a BB gun or something, right? Some stupid thing, like shooting squirrels or something. Like I don't know.
Yeah.
And I was with somebody, like a brother or a cousin, something like that. I don't know who it was. Someone related to me. Maybe my brother. Maybe my cousin. I don't know. We were in the woods, and all of a sudden, I saw this, like, really bright light. This was at night. This was probably 11 o'clock. So it was pretty dark. Like, it was the backyard. Not the backyard. It was the woods, like, near, I don't know, either my house or somewhere. I don't remember exactly. But it was dark. There weren't really anything nearby. All of a sudden, I see this, like, really bright light, like, emanate from beyond the woods. And I turn to look at it, and the light kind of looks like a train light, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like a, you know, a train. But I know there's no tracks, like, over here, because it's, like, headlong, like, it's stare, like, the light is, like, directly, you know, shining at me, right? And so I, like poke my friend or whoever the hell is with me, and I'm like, hey, look at that. And this light, it starts to, like, grow, right? And it, like, gets bigger and bigger. And it almost looks like it's heading towards us. But, like, in a way that's, like, not, like, oh, I'm gonna die heading towards this, but, like, this, like, I don't know, it was really hard to explain because it looked like it was moving towards us, but at the same time really far away. And it almost looked like a train coming towards us, but there was no noise or anything.
Mm-hmm.
And then it got really big, and then randomly it just, like, just vanished. And to this day, I have no idea what it was. We, like, walked over there to try to see if there was anything, like, over there. And, like, there wasn't a highway or anything. Like, there wasn't a train track. I have no idea what it was. It could be someone's flashlight, but it had to be really bright flashlight. And they had to get pretty close to us and then just disappear. But yeah. Still.
If you're in the woods, too, like, people can't sneak up on you. That's,
yeah.
That's
impossible. And we didn't hear any noise. We didn't hear, like, crunching grass or anything. I don't know. So I was like, maybe it's a spirit or something. I don't know. That was the weirdest ghost story I have. Hold on. No, that's wrong.
No.
Is that what it sounded like?
No, it sounded like none of these things. Sorry. No, these are all bad. It did not sound like that. All right, I'm done. This is the worst sound I've ever had. Okay, so that was the creepiest thing that happened to me. All right, let's do one more, and then we'll jump into trivia.
Okay.
Okay, you didn't want to do this question, but we're freaking doing it. What was the moment you realized that you were getting old?
Oh, no. So do you... Should it be an honest answer?
Yeah.
I knew exactly when it hit me when I started getting old.
Tell me. Tell us.
I was 7 years old when I knew I was getting old.
So tell us what happened.
I don't want to talk about it, but it hit me hard and fast.
What do you... You don't want to talk about it?
Okay, not particularly.
This is not... Was it like a depressing thing or something?
It was pretty depressing.
Oh, is it like really sad?
No, but... I mean, the situation wasn't sad, but all of the... all the conclusions were...
Okay, after this podcast, we're going to talk about it in private.
Maybe.
And then,
we're excluding people. I don't want to exclude people.
We'll put it on the Patreon.
Yeah. It's a special Patreon episode.
Where Batsnacks reveals his darkest, deepest, darkest emotional secrets and stuff like that.
I basically just realized I was never going to stop getting older.
And you were like, wow, that's depressing.
Yeah, like, wow.
I think it hit me at, like... 18, I want to say. Like, I thought I was, like, invincible for... Not invincible, but it's like, I'm a young person forever. And then at 18, I was like, oh, I'm going to be old one day. You know? And then it hit me at 18. And then I slowly had, like, more and more realizations as I've aged. Like, 21, I was like, I'm getting older. And then, like, 24 was like, I'm getting really old. And then, like, 27 was, like, the, like, big... Like, oh man, I'm almost out of my 20s here, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then obviously 29 is depressing. And then, you know, I don't need to mention what happens next. But
we need to make birthday plans for you this year.
We do. I forgot about that. I want to have a good birthday. I don't want to have a depressing one.
You'll have a good birthday because I'll be there.
Will I?
We'll have fun.
Will
I'll force you to.
Will I, though?
I'm good at forcing you to have a good time.
Thanks. That's exactly the kind of fun I want. You're going to have fun, and you're going to like it. all right, let's get into some trivia questions. It's your turn to ask trivia today, I believe.
All right. It is trivia time, everybody.
Trivia time with Batsnacks.
Your categories today are animals and I don't know what the other category would be, so another category.
All right, animals and something else. Let's do it.
I'll have you choose three lifelines.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Should I announce what they are?
Oh, right. I don't have them up, but I got it. I'll do 40 Second Ask, Monty Hall, and... Oh, blah, 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 blah. I'll do 40 Second Ask, Monty Hall, and Ask a Rando. I'm going to do Ask a Rando.
We haven't asked a Rando in a long time. That's a good choice.
No, I'm going to do Phone a Friend.
Okay.
Because Ask a Rando never works.
Yeah, it's always just robots.
Okay, let's do Phone a Friend.
All right, your first question is, what is another name for a guinea pig?
Okay.
Is it A, a cavy? Is it B, a cinna? Is it C, a himber? Or is it D, a water rat?
What? These don't make any sense.
One of these is another name for a guinea pig.
No, it's not.
Yes.
Monty Hall wouldn't even work because I have no idea. Okay, cinna, cavy, water rat, and what was the last one?
Himber.
Himber.
Mm-hmm.
H-I-M-B-R?
Yes.
E-R? I'm going to have to use Ask because I have no idea. Like, Monty Hall wouldn't do anything for me. Okay, I'm gonna ask.
All right, get ready.
40 seconds. What is another name for a guinea pig, right?
Get set. Mm-hmm. Start your ask engines.
What is another name for a guinea pig? Enter. Guinea pig. I feel like Wikipedia should know. Okay, also known as a cavy. Cavy, final answer.
That is correct.
Do. That was easy.
Do you know how I knew this? I knew the answer to this, but do you know how I knew?
No, tell us.
They're called cavies in Dwarf Fortress.
You learn a lot from Dwarf
Fortress. The more you know. I also know a lot of mineral names from that game.
Because of Dwarf Fortress. Yeah.
All right, your second question is also animal related.
I love it. Wait, hold on. Shit. This is an
Here
animal.
It goes.
Wow, that was long. That was like a 3 second. All right, I'm done. Go.
What is a fox's den called? Is it okay. A, an earth,
mm-hmm.
B, a planet, C, a moon, or D, a hollow?
What? It's not a moon or an earth. It has to be hollow.
Earth, planet, moon, or hollow.
It has to be hollow. I can't think of a fox's den being like, oh, it's the earth den. Or the moon den. That doesn't make any sense.
It might be.
All right, I'm going to, just in case, I'm going to Monty Hall it.
Okay.
And I'm going to lock in moon.
Okay.
Because that one's ridiculous.
It is either earth or moon.
No, it's not. You're lying. It's den. Not. No, it's not. It's not that. You're lying to me. Are you serious?
I'm serious.
It's not hollow? It's earth or moon?
One of them.
That makes no sense. Ugh. Okay. I feel like moon sounds more foxy.
Don't they are pretty moony critters.
They are kind of moony.
But then again, they live on a planet called
Earth. They do live on the Earth. I just feel like calling something that's on the Earth also Earth is kind of a little weird. Like, oh, that's Earth. Like, no, we're on Earth. This is another Earth inside Earth. That makes no sense. Okay, I'm going with moon, final answer.
Moon is incorrect.
Are you fucking kidding me?
The fox's den is called an Earth.
That makes... Is it spelled like
Earth? E-A-R-T-H.
Where did you get these questions
I don't know.
From?
Like, we got some epictrivia.biz.
Faketrivia.net? Yeah, I figured as much. All right, let's go to the next one.
All right.
Can't believe it's an Earth. That makes no sense. All right.
Final question. Unknown category.
Okay. Unknown?
I don't know how you would classify this.
That's fine.
Okay. If a surfer rides the tube in London, he's on this. Is it A, the Amtrak, B, the MARTA, C, the Dileep, or D, the Longinus?
If a surfer rides the tube.
In London. He's on this.
So this could either be like a train or like a wave, and I don't know which is which. Okay, I'm going to phone a friend.
Okay, it's Amtrak, MARTA, Dileep, or Longinus.
Okay, so if a surfer... Trivia. Okay. If a surfer rides the tube
in London, he's on this.
He's on the
Amtrak.
A, Amtrak.
B, MARTA.
Uh-huh. MARTA.
Yes.
Okay.
C, Dileep.
How do you spell that?
Dileep.
Uh huh. Or D,
Longinus.
Longinus. Longinus. N-U-S?
Yes, you got it.
Okay. I'm ready. Just start the timer or something.
Oh, we've never timed this, but yeah, go ahead.
Let's just
two minutes.
Minute
go ahead.
2 minutes. Ready?
Begin.
Okay, I've sent it out there.
Did you tweet it out?
No, I'm asking Gaffia.
Okay.
Which is not actually a person. It's a group of people.
It's their friends.
Someone says Amtrak. How sure are you?
Is that your final answer?
For trivia. Okay, he says Dileep.
Is it the Amtrak or the Dilly?
No one knows. Damn it. They don't know. Amtrak is Japan. There's too many things. How much time do I have?
You have...
Okay. Let's...
It's almost been a minute.
Vote. I have 1 minute left. What do you guys got?
The tube is in London, if that helps.
The tube in London. They already know that. The tube in London. Amtrak is American. Okay, thanks. It doesn't help me. MARTA is Atlanta. Someone else says that. Dilip. Somebody doesn't know. Longinus is the only one. I feel like it's Longinus or Dilip. Okay, so
Dilip. Coming up on 30 maybe? Seconds.
Nobody knows. Oh, this is a hard question.
I think I'm going to have to cut you off pretty soon.
All right. Final answer is going to be Dilip. I'm going Dilip.
See, right. Dilip, your final answer is correct.
Hey! Woo, we did it. We did it together.
They were right. Amtrak and MARTA were right. The only like other trains I knew, and I made up Longinus.
Longinus, the train Longinus. That's the name of the spear that pierced Jesus' side.
Did you know the
that?
Lance of Longinus, or the Spear Longinus. Of Destiny.
Spear of Destiny.
That's such a cool name.
It is. Okay, so I got 2 out of 3.
Huh.
I think I did okay.
That's pretty good. The fox question was pretty tricky.
I cannot believe that foxes...
They live in the earth.
The earth, that makes absolutely no sense. All right, do we have time for like one more trivia question? Do you want to do one?
Yeah, do one.
Before we... Okay, what's your advice on how to be safe while visiting Australia?
Okay.
We haven't done an Australia question in a while.
So...
First, you need to get one of those Australian hats.
Yeah, first things first, you need yourself a safari hat. Mm-hmm. And then you also need some khaki shorts that go above the knee.
Right, above the knee, that's important. Yeah,
and you need a khaki... polo shirt that's buttoned down and has like lots of pockets.
We're thinking of the exact same thing.
You have to dress like Steve Irwin. It's
yes, or Muldoon from Jurassic Park, or any of those people that look like that.
Yeah,
yeah, for sure.
And then after that, you have to make sure that you call everybody mate.
Mate. Mm-hmm. Yes.
This is,
and then
no.
Wait, is this this isn't
the same person would get beaten up in Australia?
This is how to be unsafe You'd in be Australia. Like,
good day, mate. Want to throw a shrimp on the Barbie?
And you have to go into like a bar in Australia, in Sydney, and like have a Foster's in your hand, right? And just be like, good day, mate. Let's throw a shrimp on the Barbie, and then you get beat up by everybody in Australia. And you have to like be riding on an alligator or something like that.
You have to have a big knife with you.
Yep. That's how to be safe in Australia for sure. No, how did you really be safe? You're in the Australian outback.
You're in the Australian outback. I wouldn't survive very long.
Yeah, but what would you do? What's your plan?
Find water, or find water. Okay, first you have to assess the situation. You have to figure out, okay, am I going to be able to walk to safety, or am I just going to hang out here until hopefully someone finds me? Because you can probably survive, like a few days if you're walking constantly. But you can survive longer if you just stay in one place.
That's true.
So you have to calculate which one has better.
You let your bones atrophy.
Yeah.
This is going to sound weird, but, like, I'm looking at my microphone right now, and I can see the outline of an alligator, like, in the microphone. Is that weird, or what?
It's because we're talking about Australia.
Have you ever, like, looked at the floor, and you, like, saw a face in it or something? You
saw things that you were thinking about? Yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever seen that? Yeah.
I've had a lot of that happen in my life.
That literally just happened to me during, like, I'm looking at my microphone, and it has all those little, it has, like, the little grids and stuff on it. And I can see an alligator, like, in that. It's, like, the way the light is shining.
Have you ever seen, like, something that was, like, so, it looked so much like what you were thinking about, you're like, that can't be an accident.
Yeah, like someone put it there.
Yeah.
Like one time I was looking at a tile in the bathroom and it looked like the self-portrait of Vincent van Gogh.
It had like brown stains like, on it or something.
Yes, yeah. Like in like the perfect place. And I was like, that can't be an accident. Someone made this tile to look like Van Gogh. It was so stupid.
I wonder if there are people that go around doing that.
I would hope so.
There's like tricksters in the world. They're out there just
like if I, yeah.
All the time.
Or maybe they work at the tile factory and they're like really creative, but they don't really have an outlet for that. Mm-hmm. So like every once in a while they take a tile and they're like, I'm going to make this art. And then they like draw on it or whatever.
Maybe, you know, because you know, art is hard to do in the world. You can't really, it's hard to make a living on that.
It is. So like if you worked in a tile factory, you're like, all right, this is the one that's going to be something, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's what I would try to do.
I draw stuff on computers a lot.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
Are you a good artist?
No, but I still do. I still like to art.
I used to doodle a lot, yeah. And my doodles were always really messed up.
Messed up.
My doodles, like, in, like, the weirdest, like, my wife wants me to, like, submit my doodles to, like, some psychiatrist at some point. But, like, so all my doodles start with, like, you know, hard edge shapes, like, you know, triangles and squares, you know, stuff with sharp edges, right? Yeah. Just, like, as a doodle. And then it eventually morphs into some kind of, I guess the way I would describe it is, like, a pandemonium machine. Like, it morphs into some, like, weird, terrible machination, if that makes any
That's
sense.
That's awesome.
Like, my last one I did was, like, it was based on, like, triangles, and it eventually became, like, some weird mechanical elephant. But, like, it had a lot of tubes coming out of it, and it had, like, eggs that were, like, flowing into its body. And I was like, what am I even drawing? But I, like, just kept drawing it because I was compulsed to, you know, it was compulsory or whatever. And I don't know. All my doodles end up like crazy weird shit like that. They're not very good, mind you, but they always end up that
way. Yeah, I do crazy doodles.
Yeah, I don't know. They just morph. If H.R. Giger did not know how to draw, that's what my journals would
be. And you gave him, like, an ink pen and was, like, a sheet of regular paper and we're like...
Yeah, he's, like, really bad at art, but he still has this weird shit going on in his head. That would be what my doodles look like, basically. Like, they're not good. They have no artistic merit, but they're weird. And it's not like I'm, like, thinking about, like, some weird shit to draw. It's just like, oh, this looks like an elephant that has tubes coming out of it. Cool, let's draw that, you know?
Yeah.
Or, yeah, I don't know. That's an example, but anyway. All right. I think that's a good place to leave. I feel like that's kind of a weird thing to leave the show with, but we can do that. Oh, you know what? We'll do one more. What scares you as an adult but didn't scare you when you were a child?
Oh, Lord.
Like, everything? All
right. What scares me an adult didn't scare me? Germs.
Germs?
Germs.
That's a good answer. I'm not really scared of germs, but, like, I feel the terribleness of germs.
Dust.
A lot more. Yeah, dust. I have a depressing answer for this, but I feel like I've said this a million times. The passing of time scares me as an adult and didn't scare me as a child.
Yeah.
I feel like I wanted to leave on a high note, and I've just depressed it more.
And that has been episode...
And that... No, you do it. You do
I don't know how.
What do you mean you don't know? You're about to do it.
And that has been 56. Episode 56 of the Time Bat Show. Thank you for joining us. Thank you to the Vivisectors for doing our intro music. Thank you to who's our sponsor?
Wow, Vivisectors. We haven't really called them out, but thank you for that. Yeah, who's our sponsor today? It's Big Harvey's Aquarium Emporium.
Big Harvey's Aquarium Emporium. Go there, buy your fish so that you won't be so lonely.
For all your fishing. For all your fish needs, choose Big Harvey's.
Yeah.
Remember, when you are looking down...
Don't frown.
Wow, that's good. All right, that's been episode 56. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
I'm Time Aces. Oh, we didn't do that. I was Time Aces.
I'm Bat Snacks.
Good night. Drive safe. Don't let the bed bugs bite.